You're listening to The Rough Draft, a not-so-average personal development podcast for purpose-driven women ready to rewrite their story. It's a show about evolution, changing narratives, and rewriting our life's rough drafts. I interview some of the world's top female leaders in business, energetics, love, relationships, money, and personal power about their humble beginnings and shifts that got them here. I'm your host, Sabrina Greer, writer, speaker, book publisher, serial entrepreneur, and mentor to women in life and business. Let's rewrite. Hello, friends, and thank you for tuning in to the Rough Draft podcast. This is the very first episode, the episode of Inception, and I am so excited to be here with you and be your host. So I thought an introduction would be in order so you know who I am and why you should tune into this podcast. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the why, the purpose, what this podcast is all about. And I am so excited to be here with all of you. And I just cannot wait to bring you the amazing guests I have in store and share their expertise, their gold nuggets, all of their wondrous beauty with you. This is a podcast about the new era of business, spirituality, soul-led entrepreneurship, energetics, money, relationships, love. It really is not your average personal growth and development podcast. And we are here to help you in all areas of rewriting the narratives, drafts, if you will, of your life, business, and art. I'm finding so many of my peers, my friends, my colleagues, my influencers, my mentors, people in my world are experiencing a shift. It's going from what was working to this new way, this soul-led way in business and life. We are taking a step back, you know, moving into what feels good. None of this hustle culture of, you know, grinding and pushing and forcing our way, swimming up river like the salmon. Instead, we are really wanting to be in a state of flow and working on our terms and doing things that bring us joy and money at the same time, of course. And what we often are really seeking is freedom. Freedom of time, financial freedom, freedom to do the things that we love, the things that bring us true joy, things that we're really passionate about. And that's what this podcast is. I had a client the other day call me baking soda. I thought nothing of it, except for maybe that she'd lost her mind and I needed to refer her to a therapist instead of working with me as her coach, because I thought she was crazy. I had never heard that expression before, and I sort of brushed it off as though it wasn't important, and I let it be. Then it showed up for me again. Somebody else called me baking soda, completely independent of this person, of this client. They don't know each other. They had not had conversations with each other. And I asked this time, I said, "What do you mean by that? This is the second time someone's called me baking soda." And she said, "You're an activator." And I thought, geez, that's one of the greatest compliments I've ever been given, because it's true. It is what I do. I activate people. I activate what is lying dormant in them. And the thing about baking soda, beyond being an activator, is it helps whatever it's activating. So maybe banana bread, for example, it helps the banana bread rise. And that's what I do. That is the goal. That is the vision. I help women rise into their next level with all of the ingredients they already have inside of them. I'm like the invisible activator that supports their journey and their growth. And I will wear that with pride all day long. So I say all of this to inform you as to why you should listen to this podcast. It's not going to be all about me. Although there will be moments when I share pieces of my journey, pieces of my life as a serial entrepreneur, a book publisher, a coach to women in both business and life. I have a lot of stories. I've experienced my fair share of rough drafts, both in my business, literally, and in my life, figuratively. And that's really what this podcast is about. It's about rewriting the narrative. It's about giving ourselves permission to hold the pen, to be the author, to be the architect, to be the creator of our own existence, of our own story. That's what I want to share with you. I want to share all of the tools and tips that work for me personally. I want to share all of my incredible community with you, the leaders who've gone before you, to inspire, empower, educate, motivate. This podcast is about raising the collective female voice. It's about showing you what's possible, showing you what exists within you already, and activating that. It's about rewriting your story in a way that feels right for you and knowing that no matter what, anything is possible. Everything is possible if you just start. And I say it all the time with my authors. You know, we can't edit an empty page. The story needs to begin. You need to start writing. And it's the same with anything, whether you desire to start a business, you desire to start a podcast, you desire to get on television, you desire to insert your goal, whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that makes your heart soar, that ignites that fire in your belly, whatever it is, you have to start somewhere. And you hold the pen to get it going. So my hope with this podcast is that you'll tune in with me every week and hear from some of the world's greatest leaders in business, energetics, frequency, relationships, love, you name it. And we'd love to hear from you too. Send us your requests. Send us your nominations of who you would like to hear. We want to serve you. What do you want to hear? Well, who do you want us to talk to? What can we do? How can we serve you? Because that's really, truly what the heart of this podcast is about you, our listener, you tuning in. So I hope you find a home here, a safe, an honored space for you to get ideas, for you to brainstorm, for you to dream big, for you to see what's possible, for you to experience that social proof that so many of us need, to know that you're not alone, to feel seen, to feel heard, to feel understood in whatever story, whatever chapter you're writing right now in your life, and just to know that we're here and that your rough draft is just that. A rough draft that you get an opportunity to rewrite. So let's do it. Let's rewrite.
Something that I think is important when you want to build a life of meaning and purpose is you're going to have to take some risk, right? You're going to have to come from that place of really being a bit of a scientist and saying, I'm not sure this will work. I'm willing to test it out and I'm willing to see what the results are. And then I'm willing to take that information and try again. And I think we live in a society where we just are addicted to instant results. And we think that instant results or that overnight success is normal. But in fact, you know, I mean, I look at the business you've built and how many different offers you've tried and different ways that you've tried them. I think about my business and, you know, back in the day, my very first group coaching program was a mastermind program. It got three people in it for $500 for 90 days, and they wanted to do it in person. So I said, okay, we can do it in person. And that concept has now evolved and evolved and evolved into what is now my signature coaching program, A Players. And it looks totally different. We definitely don't do it in person. That is not sustainable for me. And it's actually not all that beneficial for my participants as well. But, you know, I was willing to try it. If I were to look at that first iteration, in many regards, I would just say it was a failure. But instead I said, okay, this part worked and this part didn't. The clients loved this, but I didn't like this. And I went through and I did that debrief with myself. And I said, okay, if we were to try again, what would be another way? How could I make it better? How could I make it better for them and also a better fit for my business? And we just kept evolving. I think that was the summer of 2017. And here we are now, you know, 7 years later.
Throwing spaghetti at the wall can be an absolutely haphazard journey that a person goes on, and not recognizing when is it actually time to pivot and why we're pivoting. Because if the pivot or the next new shiny thing that a person is moving towards is happening as a result of a fear, then that's what we have to recognize is actually happening beneath the surface, which I'm not sure enough entrepreneurs have the ability, especially in the early days, to really understand what is a move that's being made out of fear versus what is a move that's being made out of a deep, deep connection with your intuition. And the lines between fear and intuition feel so, so thin sometimes. And so our ability to actually understand what intuition feels like for us, understand what fear feels like for us, so that when those experiences and emotions and sense of knowing, those sacral hits come up for us, we can discern between whether or not this is a move that we need to make versus I'm making this move because I'm really freaked out and the last thing didn't work and I'm tired of failing, so I'm going to try a new thing. And so I think our ability to understand why we're making the moves that we're making is critical in this conversation. Otherwise, yes, that is when we start to see the entrepreneurs, you know, hitting the social media and airwaves and Wi-Fi waves. And every time you turn around, they're doing something different. That can actually be damaging to a person's credibility if they're making all those changes for the wrong reasons. Because what that's actually telling your audience is that you're not rooted. You're not anchored. You don't have a connection to yourself.
Your story is literally like your thumbprint on this planet. Only you have it. Nobody else has the exact same thing that you have. And what you have is so powerful. The messiness, the brokenness, all of that. I'm big on metaphors, and this is one of the most beautiful metaphors that I have come up with about brokenness. The way I see it is it's like a stained glass window. So it's like if you were to have just a plain old window, there's nothing substantial or significant about that. But a stained glass window, the way I imagine it is we all have a brokenness, right? So I see myself as, okay, I'm this vase or whatever that fell on the ground. I was broken into a million pieces. You were too, in your own variety of whatever you went through in your life. Millions of people have all this brokenness. And because we have all of these different aspects of our lives and our world that we've lived in, there's all of these different dimensions. There's the sizes, there's the shapes, there's the different colors and all of that. And so it's like in this world where we're all humans living this human experience, having our own flavor of brokenness. But when you blend that all together, and it's almost like each person sort of sharing their own level, their own flavor of brokenness together creates this beautiful work of art. And it can only be made that way because of the brokenness, because of all the shards of glass and all the different shapes and colors and everything assembled together to make this beautiful image. But on top of that, the other thing that is so beautiful to me, there's just no other word. It's just so, I get chills when I think about it, because the only way that something like that can be appreciated, the beauty can be appreciated, is when light shines behind it. And so that is, to me, when we all have our little flicker, you know, I'm holding my little candle and I'm like, okay, I'm here. I see you. I'm going to share some of the parts about myself and I'm going to share some of the things and, you know, shine the light on them. I'm going to allow myself to be that little lighthouse for someone else who might be bobbing around in the ocean, trying to find their way, getting hit wave after wave after wave. I have my little light and you have your little light and someone else has their little light. So it's like we're all doing that. And in doing that, we're all shining that light behind that stained glass work of art. And it can only be that way because of the brokenness.
Thanks for tuning in to the Rough Draft Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and a review as this helps grow the show more than you can ever know. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone you think would love it too. Until next time, this is Sabrina Greer. Happy rewriting!